Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to What Is the Message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. First reading for Monday of the first week of Lent is taken from the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 to 2. 11 to 18. Our psalm for today is Psalm 19. Our gospel reading is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Like today's psalmist, my brothers, my sisters, I pray that the spoken words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart will be acceptable in God's sight and draw us closer to Him, our rescuer and rock. In today's first reading, the Lord calls us through Moses to be holy, for He, the Lord our God, is holy. As children of God, the yearning for holiness has been planted in us, for our soul is thirsting for God, and our body pines for Him, like a dry, weary land without water, says the psalmist of Psalm 63. Thus, God's love is infused in us. Hence, we can love selflessly as our Lord Jesus, who laid down His life for our spiritual renewal and wellness. However, this universal call to holiness is rooted in and propelled by the love of God and the love of our brothers and sisters, friends and enemies. In other words, having strengthened our yearning for the Lord in prayer, self-denials and almsgiving, which we must do to enjoy God's presence and protection, we are reminded in today's readings to establish a heartfelt and unending relationship with our neighbors. In other words, we are asked unequivocally to share God's love without distinction or preference, for God's love is celebrated in the love of our brothers, sisters, friends, and those who hate us. In the fourth chapter of his first letter, St. John reminds us that we cannot love God without loving our brothers and sisters, for the two dimensions of love are intertwined and inseparable expressions of God's selfless and sacrificial nature. Thus, the love of neighbor is tied to the kenotic love of Christ, by which we are identified as children of God and members of His church destined for God's kingdom. Besides, we are reminded in today's gospel reading that we will be judged by our daily acts of love for our helpless brothers and sisters. Hence, we are cooperating with the Holy Spirit, worshipping our Lord Jesus and affirming the Father's universal love when the hungry are fed, the thirsty are given drink, the immigrants are welcomed, the homeless are housed, and the sick or those in prison are visited. Thus, my brother, my sister, holiness is fully attained when the love of neighbor goes beyond a show of charity. Holiness is fully attained when our integrity and relationship with others are secured and motivated by Christ's love. May the Lord help us as we love God and love neighbor. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.